the answer to that really comes down to education. Why bother? And what line you take on what the purpose of education is. And a Catholic view of education, a Catholic philosophy of education, rests on the idea of what the human person is. And it's a holistic notion. Obviously, from a faith perspective, we see ourselves as having being made in the image and likeness of God. That affords every human being their dignity and their worth. And therefore, the task of the role of education in that context is to become who you are, become fully human. And to become fully human means developing all aspects of your character and your growth and your personality and your intellect. And that also includes then the spiritual dimension of life. So the answer, why religious education? Well, why education? Because we have a destiny as human beings to fulfill, and education is part of that. You wouldn't dream of asking, why study literature? Because it's part of who we are as human beings. Why study religion? Because it's part of our need to express ourselves as spiritual human beings. So it would be a big gap in any curriculum if you ignore the religious dimension of life.
I guess people will say, though, is it a form of indoctrination? If people wanted religious education, why don't they do it outside of school hours?
That's also, of course, a possibility, and it's something indeed that the Church, now the Catholic Church, would be encouraging in its new document, Share the Good News, that would emphasise the importance of faith formation taking place in a manner that involves the family and the parish, and that's absolutely right. But we're talking about education in a broader sense. We're talking about education not just as religious education, not just as faith formation, though it includes that. And the school is the appropriate place. If, as we say, you're going to educate people in a holistic way, then you must have regard for the religious experience of life. Even for children who are coming from non-faith backgrounds, they grow up in a world in which there are 7 billion people, and some 90% of them express a religious affiliation. So that means that human beings, many of them, have a religious outlook on life. And if we educate people without talking about that, without influencing, without presenting that to them, then there's something missing. And also, the whole question of indoctrination, undoubtedly in the past, a lot of religious education could be probably described as that. We were not being taught to think critically. And that's a flaw. People were told, this is it, this is what you believe, and questions weren't welcome. Thankfully, we have long since moved away from that type, that approach. And there is no attempt, certainly, no place for in modern religious education in the Catholic system for indoctrination or proselytism. There is an opportunity presented to think critically, to engage with the subject, to ask relevant questions, and to understand then the Catholic tradition. Once it's presented, people may accept it, people may reject it. That's their freedom, that's their choice. But to have it presented in a meaningful way is what religious education in the Catholic sense would be about.
Do you think a lot of people are reacting to their own experiences?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah,
I think so. And it's interesting because a lot of the people who are carrying baggage about this are of a certain generation. You know, older people, I might say. There are people who came through a system that was very, very focused on doctrine. Then, subsequently, of course, after that focus on a very strongly doctrinal approach, we came through a phase where some people would say is whatever you'll have yourself, you know, that religion class became the discussion class, and it was seriously lacking in proper content and a serious engagement with religious questions of our time. Thankfully, I think the introduction of a religious education syllabus through the NCCA, so that was a state syllabus that allowed for study of religions, all religions, and non-religious perspectives and interpretations of life. The introduction of that syllabus and the exam that accompanied it meant that there was more intellectual credibility around the subject. People realised, students realised, and many of them were surprised, this is a very interesting subject. It deals with all kinds of questions, important life questions. It introduces me to other cultures and worldviews, and they found it stimulating. So that has been a great plus in the current sphere, I think anyway, and the current teaching of religious education, that people realise there is an you can engage critically. There is a content, a lot of content to be known about the origins of Christianity, about biblical interpretation, about religious history, church history, and the development of teaching and ideas and moral issues. All of those things have very interesting content and are worthy of study.
Mm.
It's not just a question of, oh, whatever you think yourself. There are things to be known, and the syllabus promotes that understanding or that approach.